is very nice. So, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Bent Washburn, and I have been doing stand-up comedy for a living for 26 years, and been doing this for 26 years, and I still have to tell you who I am. I'm glad you think that's funny. That's how it's been going. Not famous, and I'm a comic nobody's heard of. In fact, when you're not a famous comic and you are funny, people are surprised. They're surprised. They'll come up to me, "Man, you were not bad." It's confusion. It's like something people believe. If you're a comic and you're not funny, it's because you're incompetent. That's fair, right? If you're not famous for doing it, you're not good at doing it. That's fair. I think that's a standard we should apply to everybody. What you do for a living, sir? What's your job? What was that?
Structural engineer.
Structural engineer. Hate to say this, but you don't look familiar. I can't tell who you are. What's your name?
Kevin Miller.
Kevin Miller. Never heard of you. You must suck. Must be pretty bad. I mean, no offense. I'd still hire you. You're all I can afford because I'm not famous. That's how it goes. So you know how it feels, don't you? Not being famous. It's awful. Like, it's awful. Every time we meet someone, we have to tell them our name. It's humiliating. Have to tell them our name because we're not famous, and then they have to tell us their name because they're not famous either. Then, of course, we instantly forget each other's names because neither of us are famous. Why remember? You know, it's a meaningless interaction. It's humiliating. Is anybody famous here tonight? Do we have any famous? Not one famous person. This is a ludicrous meeting. Okay, well, we'll do what we do. Of course, people wonder this. They'll say, "Bent, you're not famous. How did you get this sweet dry bar gig if you're not famous?" Well, first, I told them I was somebody else. And then I didn't let them find out who I actually was until it was too late. See? Tell them you're someone else. Don't let them find out who you are till it's too late. It's a lot like running for office. It's very similar. And, right? We know showbiz and politics long ago won. All right. And of course, the longer you're not famous, the worse it gets. The older you get and not famous. Because see, there's the thing, a young comic, you say, well, they're not famous yet. There's still time. They could pan out. They probably won't. That's the business, but they could. It's more awkward. When a comic my age has a bad set, it's way more awkward. Because there's still hope with a young comic. They have a bad set, you go, well, at least they're young. At least she's young. Hopefully she gets better. One day she's famous. She makes her parents proud, right? I have a bad set. Well, at least his parents aren't alive to see this. Are they dead? I hope they're dead. Ooh. They're not. Don't show them this, for goodness sakes. It's the last thing a parent should see is